Hare Krishna. Yesterday evening, actually rather afternoon, we had a whole afternoon seminar on child protection for members of New Vajradham. And at the end of that, towards the evening, then I addressed the devotees, emphasizing the importance of being alert, the importance of being aware of the need to be protecting children. In one sense, it's natural. It's like a automatic pilot or radar that parents have built in. They're always, in one sense, on the alert to make sure that nothing befalls their children, whether their kids are taking a bath, riding a bike, playing in the backyard, gone off somewhere hiking. Parents are always worried, let nothing happen. And that type of consciousness, that type of concern is something that really needs to pervade devotees' consciousness, considering that we're all part of a greater family here in New Vajradham, and that everyone is concerned that nothing should befall our children, that they shouldn't become victim of any kind of abuse. Often when we talk about abuse, we think about sexual abuse, but there are four different types of abuse. One is sexual, one is physical, one is psychological, and the other one is neglect. As much as possible, when we are in especially public places, we need to be aware of the different audiences in whom there may be potential abusers. And that audience starts with, sadly to say, it starts in home. That can be one place. It can start in our inner community here, the village of New Vajradham. It can be amongst the children themselves, especially as some of the children become older. Obviously, it can also be in the school. It can also be the nearer the village, not our village here on the farm, but the village next door. And there are many devotees who also live there. Devotees interact, move through. Everyone drives through that village, walks through that village. Know many people. Many people know us. People work for us. They come here. These are all potential areas of concern. And then, of course, we have 25,000 visitors coming here every year. And there's certainly, and I'm talking about the non-devotee visitors, sympathizers, there's certainly potential concern there. And then, of course, what to speak of the larger devotee community, either here in Hungary, who come to visit here on festivals or at other times, and the devotee community outside of Hungary. In one sense, it seems like a full-time job, and it is. It's a full-time job. We just cannot be too careful. Once an abuse has taken case, or rather once a child has been abused, they're not the same again. It's a undermining of trust. Children trust elders, superiors, people who are bigger, who are older, and when that trust is broken, aside from the damage that's caused by the abuse, immediate damage by the abuse itself, but it also sets that little person on a tangential course that may lead to many other problems in the future. We really want to avoid that. Our futures and our children, our Srila Prabhupada had envisaged and expressed that vision in many ways, that he saw the future generations, our Gurukul children and their children, were the real future of Krishna consciousness, because they can have a shot at Krishna consciousness that we didn't have. That is the start from birth, day one. We didn't particularly have that opportunity. So trying to give them a clean slate, we should really make sure that child abuse doesn't become something that really messes up their slate and obstructs them having that good chance at Krishna consciousness. And so we emphasize the importance of that, and not being lackadaisical in any way, which in one sense we ourselves would become guilty of neglect if we just think, well, these are things that happen somewhere else and they don't happen here and they can't happen here, but they have happened here. It's been probably the most, not probably, it has been the most humiliating shortcoming of the Krishna consciousness movement to see the child abuse that's taking place in the West, in India, where we've seen that our leadership and society has sorely let down our next generation, and unfortunately we're also paying for that. We don't want to continue that, and therefore devotees need to be extremely careful, they need to be on the alert, and of course at the same time we need to continue living our lives. Can't go around suspecting everyone, but at the same time we have to know that there are certain boundaries where, that we can't close our eyes to. There can't be a child and an adult, or children and a adult alone. We have to educate ourselves in what are the symptoms of abuse, how they're detected, how to educate the children so that they know how to also protect themselves. It's work. But if we want a proper thing, then we're definitely going to have to properly work at it. And although this was something that took place yesterday in New Vajradam, still it's a phenomenon that I wanted to just go over and repeat for the benefit of all listeners, because it is a horrible symptom of the age of Kali, this child abuse. No doubt it's something that's happened in the past, and with modern communication methods and more awareness of the phenomena, we're becoming made more and more aware of it, and laws have been passed on even relatively recently. Nonetheless, Kali Yuga is becoming more and more degraded, and therefore we need to be especially on guard in protecting our children. And now I don't speak about our own biological children. I have no biological children, but I have a lot of wards whom I consider to be like my children, and my responsibility, as well as every Vaishnav's, Brahmin's, elder's responsibility, is to give protection to others. And giving protection in this regard is a prime duty of every sane person. So that was today's thought and meditation. If I sound a little tired, that's because I am. We had a long morning program, dressed Radhisham Sundar, had kirtan, went out to Govardhan Hill, and gave class at Pushpavan. Today is a celebration of flowers. So Radhisham were beautifully decorated with abundant flowers and flower, not just flower garlands, but flower anklets and bracelets and rings and decorations, and very beautiful. And now Radha Damodar are also being adorned in no less of a beautiful way. And it's a very beautiful weather outside. You can hear some construction taking place there. And this is the completion of the deity kitchen. They're just cutting some pieces of granite. Whole kitchen was redone very beautifully by the kind help of donors. And we're getting ready for Nrisimha Chaturdasi and the upcoming festival weekend next week. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.